Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the most compelling stories shaping marketing and media. Today, we're digging into big leadership moves, a major shift in how we measure social success, and some fascinating plays at the intersection of AI, publishing, and advertising. Let's get you up to speed. First up, from Adweek, the Trade Desk just reported its slowest revenue growth since the COVID-era ad downturn in 2020. Despite beating analyst projections on revenue, the company pulled in $689 million, a 12% year-over-year increase from $616 million, and managed a healthy adjusted EBITDA of $206 million, representing a 30% margin. The revenue bump was fueled by growth in connected TV and audio-video segments, as well as new product launches. Notably, the Trade Desk recently introduced AI-powered agents for media planning and buying, a program being piloted by Stagwell. CEO Jeff Green emphasized that their partnership is leveraging agentic AI to create, edit, and modify campaigns, signaling a strategic pivot toward automation and efficiency in ad buying. Despite these innovations, the company's revenue growth rate is raising eyebrows, especially as negotiations with publicists continue. The industry is watching closely to see if these AI investments will reinvigorate growth or if the slowdown signals broader headwinds in programmatic advertising. Staying with the Trade Desk, there's another shakeup reported by Adweek. Samantha Jacobson, the company's chief strategy officer, is leaving to join OpenAI as VP of Partnerships, Monetization. While Jacobson will retain a seat on the Trade Desk's board, her new role at OpenAI will have her leading monetization partnerships, shaping how the AI giant collaborates across advertising, distribution, platform infrastructure, and emerging business models. She'll report to Torben Severson, VP and Head of Global Business Development at OpenAI, and is set to start later this month. This move underscores the growing convergence between AI and advertising, as OpenAI continues to build out its business and partnership strategy. For the Trade Desk, Jacobson's departure represents a significant leadership change at a time when the company is navigating slower growth and increased competition. Now, let's talk about career trajectories and transformation, courtesy of Adweek. Melissa Grady-Diaz, former global CMO at Cadillac, has just been named CEO of Measured Wellness, a California-founded healthcare business that uses wearable data to help patients and doctors track wellness in real time. Diaz spent 7 years at Cadillac, leading the brand's EV transformation and reviving its image for a new generation. She brings a wealth of experience from MetLife, Motorola, and Jaguar Land Rover. At Measured Wellness, she'll focus on expanding the company nationally, leaning into the booming market for remote patient monitoring, which is forecast to grow from $5.6 billion in 2024 to $27.3 billion by 2033. Diaz's move is part of a growing trend of CMOs stepping into CEO roles, though momentum has slowed recently as some marketers cite gaps in experience. Diaz, however, feels prepared, emphasizing that strong CMOs are already focused on business outcomes, brand architecture, and cross-functional collaboration. Her first priority as CEO, ensuring the company maintains its patient-centric vision while scaling up. On the social media front, Adweek's AdSpeak podcast featured Rochelle Batuigas of Viral Nation, who's challenging the industry's obsession with vanity metrics, those likes, views, and impressions that often distract from real business results. Batuigas introduced the cultural relevance score, a framework that goes beyond surface-level engagement to track awareness, affinity, and velocity in a competitive context. She argues that legacy metrics like earned media value fall short, and that true social success is about cultural alignment and its direct impact on revenue and conversion. The episode dives into how AI-powered insights and structured data systems can transform social strategy, turning it into a repeatable, performance-driven engine. Batuigas lays out a tactical playbook, real-time dashboards, daily tracking, and attribute analysis, all integrated into advanced analytics. The takeaway: brands need to diagnose what truly resonates, optimize in real time, and finally connect their social efforts to measurable ROI, leaving vanity metrics in the rearview mirror. And finally, in a story that might inspire small teams everywhere, Adweek reports that Taste, a food media brand tucked inside Crown Publishing, an imprint of Penguin Random House, is on track to generate seven-figure revenue in 2027, with just one full-time employee. Taste and its podcast, This Is Taste, are quietly building a model that could serve as a blueprint for other brands looking to reimagine their marketing strategy. Operating with extreme efficiency, Taste demonstrates how niche content, smart partnerships, and a focused editorial vision can drive substantial revenue, even within the structure of a traditional book publisher. That's it for today's brief. From leadership shakeups and AI's growing role in advertising to the reinvention of social measurement and the power of lean, focused media brands, these stories remind us that marketing is all about adaptation and bold moves. Stay curious, keep experimenting, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve.